Hello and welcome. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. As always, our commitment is to deliver urologists and allied health professionals timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty. Our exclusive interviews bring expert analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives to help our listeners practice more efficiently. I'm your host and assistant editor, Janelle Hart. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Elizabeth M. Sebesta about the study Patients with Urologic Conditions Are More Likely to Have Unmet Social Needs, which was given at the Society of Urodynamics, Female Pelvic Medicine, and Urogenital Reconstruction 2022 Winter Meeting. Sebesta is a female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery fellow in the Department of Urology at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. If you can start by please summarizing the main points of your presentation.
Sure. So there is a growing awareness and body of health that various social factors and social determinants of health and unmet social needs are significantly impacting health outcomes. And so there's some literature demonstrating links between individual unmet social needs and chronic conditions, and more specifically, a smaller amount of literature looking specifically at urologic conditions. So the objective of our study was to investigate the association between individual unmet social needs and non-cancerous urologic conditions that we frequently see in our pelvic health clinics. This specific study was part of a larger investigation on social determinants of health and urinary symptoms, in which we recruited electronically a community-based sample of US adults to complete questionnaires regarding urinary symptoms and social needs. And so we included over 4,000 participants in this study. The urologic outcomes that we assessed included incontinence, overactive bladder, recurrent UTIs, interstitial cystitis, and neurogenic bladder. And then we assessed social needs across multiple different domains, including food insecurity, issues with utilities, transportation to medical appointments, relationships, healthcare costs, legal issues, and like housing quality and insecurity. And we found that reporting an increasing number of these unmet social needs was positively associated with an increased risk in all of the various conditions that we assess to some varying degree. And we also saw a cumulative relationship. So more unmet needs resulted in a higher risk of these urologic conditions. So for example, participants reporting three or more unmet social needs had like a nearly 25% increased risk in interstitial cystitis and about a 20% increased risk of urge incontinence and overactive bladder. And so then when we looked more closely at these individual needs, having issues with utilities was the most strongly associated to a variety of these different conditions. Other such needs included housing instability and quality, food insecurity, and lack of transportation. And these were all ones that were very strongly associated with the urologic condition. So, like I said, we were able to demonstrate that unmet social needs are associated with an increased incidence of these benign urologic conditions, and then multiple needs kind of displaying that cumulative effect.
What would you say is the take-home message for the practicing urologist?
So this was a large investigational kind of exploratory analysis with the goal of really getting more information about potential association between social factors and social determinants of health and the urologic conditions that affect the patients we see in our clinic. So this study is really an overview that suggests that these relationships exist. And so that's probably really the take-home message for urologists, is to understand and consider that these non-medical factors also affect our patients' lives when they come in to see us, and that these things can have influence on their health outcomes. So you can't practice medicine in a bubble or treat their conditions in a bubble, and you have to be aware and understanding the fact that things outside of your office influence patients' medical conditions and outcomes. So for example, you could be seeing a patient for overactive bladder who doesn't come reliably to follow-up visits, doesn't pick up their medication from the pharmacy, and this isn't necessarily them being non-compliant. They might not have reliable transportation, or they can't afford the cost of the medications, or the same patient may be worried about housing issues, safe housing for them and their family, and this causes stress and anxiety, which we know, you know, different psychosocial factors propagate OAB symptoms. So it's important to just to not have tunnel vision and to understand that not every patient is the same, not every aspect of their health can be fixed in your office, but for the time being, we just can try our best to be sensitive of these things, hear our patients when they tell us what else is going on in their lives, and try to offer counseling, management, follow-up schedules, and that kind of stuff that may take into account these factors as the best we can.
Is there any specific advice that you could give to fellow urologists on factoring in these unmet social needs when providing care?
It's hard. As more research and more attention is brought to social determinants of health, the role of the physician specifically in this domain is something that probably deserves more attention. You know, it's still our primary goal as urologists and as physicians to care for patients' medical conditions. And these social needs aren't medical conditions that can be alleviated in a doctor's office, and they shouldn't be medicalized or viewed in that way. And so I think, like I said, the role of the urologist is just to be very acutely aware that these factors exist, even if they're out of our control, and to be understanding and empathetic and try our best to care for patients as individuals who come from vastly different backgrounds and conditions. And sort of the purpose of conducting this large study is that the goal in our own clinic is to start an effort towards screening patients for some of these unmet social needs just by asking about them during office visits. And with this information, we hope we can maybe at least bridge the gap to get patients plugged into social services or mental health support services that they might also need, which may seem like a daunting task, especially in a subspecialty like urology. We think that these things are reserved for primary care physicians and social workers and that kind of stuff. But I think we have to remember that urologists sometimes have unique roles and sometimes serve as de facto primary care doctors for patients or be the only physician that a patient sees. So we do think that it deserves at least some attention in urology practices, but we certainly don't have all the answers either yet. And our goal is just to draw attention to these associations that may not have been previously considered in our specialty.
Absolutely. And is there anything else you feel our audience should know about this specific topic?
Social determinants of health and the roles that they play in various health conditions is kind of becoming an increasingly hot topic over the last several years, which is a good thing. And hopefully this is the first step, you know, of many, is just drawing awareness to it. I think that moving forward, we'll see a lot more attention being paid to social needs in the context of patient health conditions at both, you know, the specialty level, the hospital system level, and hopefully the nationwide level. Mostly, I think or hope that each new generation of physicians will be better equipped, you know, than the last to sort of practice medicine in the context of these social factors, just by drawing awareness and promoting physician education around these kind of issues.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.